You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 10th day of February, 2013.
You got it.
I am your host, Alex Jones, and Lord willing, we'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, it is a big broadcast, obviously. The world just gets crazier by the minute. In the second hour, I will open the phones up for the families of veterans who have committed suicide. It's 22 a day and growing. It's growing every month. Unfortunately, and we're going to look at why this phenomenon is exploding to epic and pandemic proportions. Because the establishment wants to only focus on violence when they can get some power out of it and use the crisis to take basic liberties. They want it swept under the rug dealing with not just suicide of the troops, but when you guys print me, suicide now, number one cause of unnatural death in the U.S. Print me that in the 22 a day dead. Thank you, because I'll need that in the second hour. I forgot to have those exhibits for people, for the TV viewers and radio listeners. We are streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, where to start today? Let me just go over the headlines. In fact, I intended to come today to talk about the police state, drones, expanded war in the Middle East, Israel strike in Syria, maybe first in a series, Washington Post. But last night and this morning, I watched several times the video that Paul Watson's posting right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. World banker makes stunning confession. And it's James Wolfensohn, but it has a couple clips off financial channels, TV as well. Something he said 2 years ago that we covered at the time, but I was reminded of it, where they talked about how most of the West is going to be poor in the next decade and how the middle class is going to disappear. And he was telling top PhD students this here in the United States. What was it? Stanford Research Institute, which is about as high level as it gets in actual technocratic training. And I just wanted to point out that this is all an engineered program on record, and I'm going to write an article tomorrow, I'll have to write it tonight, with Paul Watson, and then he'll finish it up in the morning. It's going to be published at InfoWars.com, if not tomorrow, Tuesday, but if I procrastinate, it will never get done. Just showing where the globalists admit this is by design, because this doesn't have to happen. And I saw that video, and it reminded me, and I did some more research last night, and sure enough, I go to drudgereport.com probably 15 times a day, like I do InfoWars.com, and really it's about the two sites now. I got a Wire and some too, and a couple others, CNET. And I saw these headlines out of Bloomberg: China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation measured in goods. And then I saw this other one: Fed holdings of U.S. Government debt hit 1.696691. trillion, up 257% under Obama. And I thought I would break this down today. I was already planning it, and I'm glad that Drudge is concerned about it, because this is not a big enough issue out there. I mean, it's not even on the radar screen for most people. How did we even allow the communist dictatorial Chinese to own our debt? And what is this part of in the future? And again, it's really not our debt. Most of it is derivatives we've signed on to. So I'm going to be breaking down this fact again in more detail today, because being aware of this is what is going to allow ourselves to extricate ourselves from this engineered system. The globalists have decided to transfer everything to India and China and the Third World. And it's not going to benefit their people either. They've decided to impoverish us as a tool of political control. All this and a lot more, a new cybersecurity power grab as well. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones, transmitting worldwide. You are listening to The Voice of the Resistance.
It's no secret.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I love to open the broadcast, especially on the Sunday transmission, with the words of Thomas Jefferson. It's like dumping an ocean of holy water on Count Dracula. It is, to the order of 10, the equivalent of drawing your fingernails across a chalkboard for authoritarian control freak sycophants worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for joining us on this Sunday, February 10th, 2013, global transmission. We have a very important broadcast lined up for you yet again today. For all of our AM and FM affiliates across the United States and people listening to the internet streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as viewers at InfowarsNews.com, thank you so much for tuning in today. All right, let me just do this. Let me just try to just go over some headlines for you and then dive in to the top stories that are military, economic, and authoritarian in nature, dealing with domestic drones, Pentagon drones being used now in the manhunt for the reported rampaging former cop who's shooting people. And then the police are keep shooting vehicles that aren't even the same color or make and model. They've now attacked and shot up. They're saying a second, but from my reading, it's the third vehicle that looks nothing like it. I mean, you could be driving a unicycle and they go crazy. What is behind this hysteria? The wicked flee when none pursue. I think it's a Bible verse. I'm not saying the LAPD are all wicked, but this is a hysterical activity. Coming up, huge asteroid will miss by 15 minutes. That's what NASA says, using a timing of the fact that it was at its speed of 17,000 miles an hour. That's about 15 minutes away from the Earth. Inside the main belt of satellites. But the asteroid is also 17,000 miles away when it passes, not just moving that fast. So NASA says everything's going to be absolutely A-OK. And I tend to believe them, because if a real asteroid was going to be hitting us, they wouldn't be telling us about it, I can assure you. But they say in the 100 years or so they've been tracking asteroids with telescopes and radio systems, this is the closest one has ever passed, and it would be hundreds of thousands of megatons, the equivalent of hydrogen bombs going off, if it was to actually hit the planet Earth. Okay, so that story is obviously important, but we'll cover it more a little bit later in the transmission. The storm that has hit the Northeast has killed reportedly 10 people and left millions without power and stranded 700,000 individuals. And my only question is this: why is FEMA again putting up signs outside their offices saying closed for the storm? I thought they're the people that are going to protect us. Winter storm Barry's northeast leaves 10 dead, 700,000 powerless. I also was reading stranded. New Englanders are digging out 3 feet of snow, now it's up to 4 feet, and stranded motors were still being reached by emergency crews early Sunday after one of the biggest blizzards in a generation left at least 10 people dead and over 700,000 on electricity across the Northeast. Of course, the answer to Nemo, the storm, is to pay Al Gore more money, because every time there's bad weather, hot or cold, Al Gore says pay carbon credits on all carbon dioxide that plants breathe, and this bad weather will stop. There's always bad weather somewhere in the world. There's tens of thousands of microclimates in the planet. But that's just some of the news on that front. Israel is saying they may strike Syria on a routine basis now. And again, I'm not an enemy of Israel. But at the same time, Assad didn't attack anybody. He's been pretty mainline the last decade since his dad died. And our government and NATO are putting al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to take over those countries, and they're engaged in ethnic cleansing of Christians and Muslim minorities, and it's all on record. And you turn on CNN, it's like the valiant freedom fighters move towards Damascus, and on and on and on. While they're the ones attacking, and they're the ones committing the atrocities, this is not some internal operation to overthrow the Assad regime. The interests that have hijacked our country, the people that have conquered us through financial fraud, I'm going to get to that in a moment, are the ones using al-Qaeda to take over Libya and Syria, and it's totally immoral. It's a preemptive invasion, and some say, oh, come on, Alex, let's get rid of Arab dictators. What, get rid of Mubarak and then put the Muslim Brotherhood in, who are now running around sexually mutilating women and, you know, everything else? I mean, put something 10 times worse in? In fact, how about 100 times worse? Because the Muslim Brotherhood is just fronting for Saudi Arabia and the jihadis. And now put actual al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, and they're beheading Christians, and that's in the foreign news, but not on the news here? I mean, it's Twilight Zone. And then if I fly, the TSA wants to grab my genitals because al-Qaeda might be hiding in my Calvin Klein underwear, or might be hiding in my Fruit of the Loom underwear, while the government runs al-Qaeda? I mean, listen, I'm done, okay? I'm done. Here's the Washington Post. Israeli strike in Syria might be first in series. And they just say, oh, we've taken 4 or 5 miles in a buffer zone. They already took some of that back in the 60s. And why not just take the whole country as a buffer zone? And they say, because of al-Qaeda. You've got to love the fact that Israel, NATO, the United States, that is the interest running these countries. The people are all pretty much the same. They just want a good future for their children. Whether you're Syrian, Israeli, American, French, pretty much humans are humans. People are people. But just the bizarreness that they're doing this and the media is not even making a big issue out of it. Even though we know it's controlled media, this is bizarre. I mean, this would be like saying Superman is Lex Luthor. You'd go, no, he's not. Superman's the enemy of Lex Luthor. It's that dumbed down. And bizarro, to use another term out of comic books, that this is going on, that it doesn't even compute for me. I mean, that's how stupid the system thinks you are. The propaganda is targeted at about a third grade level, literally. The bad man wear turban. We take your rights and set up checkpoint for bad man in turban. I'm like, well, Anwar al-Awlaki, he's CIA. It's been leaked and confirmed that he hangs out at the Pentagon and got orders. No, he's bad man in Durban. No, he works for you. What, you say America, al-Qaeda? No, criminal elements that have hijacked America are using al-Qaeda to take over whoever they want and to menace us so the system can play the part of the good cop and take our rights. You understand that? The foreign banks are the good cop. The bad cop is al-Qaeda. It's very elementary. It's very elementary. Senator Palpatine hires mercenaries to attack his own planet to become dictator. That's Star Wars, Episode 3. Five-year-olds can figure it out. Can adults figure it out? Can you figure it out? Can you figure it out? Can you figure it out? That is the $64 trillion question. All right, when we come back here, that's just some of the news. DHS watchdog okays suspicionless seizures of electronic devices along border. And the problem is they grab U.S. citizens' computers and sometimes just don't give them back when you fly in. And then the last time before they got stopped, they were doing it to anybody that flew. They just take your laptop and download the contents without a warrant. Police are now doing this with your cell phones, saying it's not part of your person, papers, or effects. Really, Fourth Amendment, person, papers, or effects? My iPhone is not my effects. And then we've got another one even bigger here. CISPA back, hacking, online espionage, resurrect cybersecurity bill, which even CNET News, that CBS says, is Russian or Chinese style internet censorship. So all of that is coming up. But first, when we come back, the top stories. We have been maneuvered by design to be debtors to the communist Chinese, and the globalists are on record saying they're going to impoverish Americans, but also Westerners, as a tool of political control. And I'm going to tie that into the police state. Christopher Dorner, the first U.S. homeland drone strike victim, current TV saying that, the Al Jazeera and Al Gore run system. And we've got it also out of Reuters, but it's not true because, look at this, meet the North Dakota family of anti-government separatists busted by cops using a Predator drone. That was 2 years ago. They're using drones all the time. The military-industrial complex that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us about, but I guess he's with Al-Qaeda.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 8th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1670.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1711.97, 855.98 for a half ounce, or 427.99 for a quarter ounce. That's 1711.97, 855.98, and 427.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988, celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back, my friends. Alex Jones here live, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. The syndicated weekday transmission, of course, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. Okay, where to start here? In the second hour, I'm going to open the phones up specifically for the families and those that have been victimized by the epidemic of suicides by active duty, but also of veterans, now 22 a day as of just a few weeks ago. And the mainstream media doesn't want to focus on this. The system, the establishment, just wants to wrap itself in the heroism of the men and women of the armed services and their missions and get reflected glory from it and then speak for them while stealing their pension funds, while using them for guinea pigs and medical experiments. The list goes on and on. We're going to really talk about this in the second hour on the Sunday transmission and humanize these folks. You can hear them call in, hear their names. I myself could go pull up local news articles all over the place. I mean, I know people who've got family in the military who've committed suicide. I know you know people. I mean, it's 22 a day. It's over 10,000 just the last few years. It dwarfs combat-related fatalities. And so you're going to hear all this hype about 20 dead children at Sandy Hook and we need to turn our guns in, or you're going to hear we got to shut down all of Southern California and have a total police state forever because one individual allegedly goes crazy and kills three police. But you're not going to hear the media get all hysterical and chew their fingernails and hide under the table over 22 servicemen and women committing suicide every single day. So we're going to be hearing from callers. I mean, I could easily get family, you know, members of folks that have died here in studio, but instead we'll just hear from you, specifically if you've lost family, direct family, close relation. And we don't screen calls here, but occasionally I give out the number and say, you know, only on this topic. And so it is only on that topic. When I give the number out at the end of the hour coming up here in about 37 minutes from now. So stand by for that. We want to get your take on the situation and why you think it's happening. I mean, I know why it's happening. It's a cocktail of reasons, but too many tours, psychotropic drugs, experimental drug programs, and coming home and there's not being jobs. And a lot of people are scared of vets, and they shouldn't be, because statistically, they're not any more violent than anybody else. In fact, some of the best workers out there, in my experience. But you got a lot of people that don't like veterans. And you got Homeland Security saying they're the number one terror threat. Well, I guess if you're afraid of Americans taking the country back ever, I guess the British government listed former veterans of the Redcoats and former veterans of the French and Indian War to be rounded up and have their guns turned in 1775. This isn't the first time corrupt empires have tried to disarm the veterans. After the Czars fell, the Soviets did it. Well, before they became the Soviet Empire, the Communists did it. The Bolsheviks did it. I don't want to digress into a history lesson. I'm going to get to that in the next segment on why we've been maneuvered by the globalists to be absolutely bankrupted by design. And I want to break down how that ties into Agenda 21. China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation measured in goods. Bloomberg, and we'll get into what the Federal Reserve's up to. Now that's the real Rubicon right there. As of 2012 numbers, they've now come out a month and a half later, as they always do. The only reason the U.S. is still a bigger GDP than China is the fiat money, the Federal Reserve notes. And they're rapidly devaluing those, because here in this article, Fed's holdings of U.S. government debt, notice it says Fed's, that's the private Federal Reserve, but they're backed up by the Treasury. So they want to buy it because the U.S. taxpayer has to back it up. They buy it with fiat zeros and ones. Federal Reserve just puts it on a balance sheet. They buy our debt and then sell it to the communist Chinese and others, or hold it. And then we, in turn, the American people, have to pay it back to the Fed, which is the private Federal Reserve set up by Standard Oil and others in 1913. It's just a giant. Can we just arrest these people like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay? It can all end real quick. Sure, it takes some triaging debt, writing it off. They're already writing off this debt, by the way, their fake debt. They just use it as a black hole to shove our money into to get us more into debt. Because, again, when you're involved in fiat, the only reason it's valuable is getting us to accept it and believe it's our debt to then get real assets. And it's not just getting the real assets. It's being able to selectively enforce and shut down your competition. You know, just 30 years ago, if you study the history of it, when Republicans got in office, they would audit all the Democrats. That is, Democrats in federal government. They would harass them. When Democrats got in, they would do the same thing. And the kibosh kind of got put on that with Nixon, so I guess about 38 years ago or so. He got in trouble for that. Now, the parties don't do it to each other so much because they're all one big criminal gang at the top, at the committee chairman level. They do it to the American people. And they do it to former CIA, FBI folks that haven't towed the line. And the words out there, keep your mouth shut or we'll come take everything you got. I mean, it's just such intimidation. They're arresting whistleblowers that expose torture and putting them in jail for 30 months. I mean, you know, the CIA guy last week just got convicted. I mean, this is when liberty and freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cried appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know what a red and silver 57 Chevy looks like. You know what a 69 Corvette looks like, don't you? You know what an elephant looks like. This looks like a big, nasty, stinking, dangerous, horrible, aggressive, malignant, super cancer tyranny. Super cancer tyranny. Government gone absolutely crazy, haywire, power trip, from every level, unaccountable, more and more. The only areas of the country still growing, still prospering, despite the depression, are areas that were behind the curve on big government, like Texas. But we're still an incredible third world police state compared to many other areas in our past. It's just that we're a part of the body, you know, a group of organs that don't have all the deadly cancer completely yet. You know, we're not going into organ failure yet. So everybody's like running here as a lifeboat. It's being swamped. And the globalist goal is to swamp us, is to sink us. I'm going to explain that in the next segment. In fact, I said in the next segment, I'm already into the next segment and haven't gotten to my next big piece of news. When we come back, I'll get into Christopher Dorner. And again, the story's overblown and hyped, but in the story, you can educate and inform people about how the world really works. So it is a treasure trove, despite the fact that it's a tragedy, to understand the mind of megalomania and delusional fruitcakeism. I mean, the gleam in this guy's eyes, the pride. You can look at his manifesto, all of it. This is real. This isn't one of their staged events. It illustrates the spirit infecting government. We'll be right back.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights.
We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least the freeway.
No turning back on the road, on the run. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the site where we have the nightly news, weeknight, 7 o'clock. We also stream video of the weekday radio show. And, of course, the Sunday 4 to 6 special transmission are all streamed at InfoWars News. That's one word, InfoWarsNews.com. That will take you over to PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, where to begin on this subject of Christopher Dorner? I covered some of this on Friday, the MO. When does something have the telltale signs of being staged? When doesn't it? when the media seizes on something instantly with a scripted focus of talking points, they are using a crisis to take liberties, or they allowed it to happen, or are involved. And there have been cases of all of those permutations on record, of staged events or provocateur events throughout history, not just with our government, but countless other governments. I've read the manifesto, the two manifestos, and it fits into the narcissistic kind of mental illness of someone who's kicked out of the party. You know, special ops, anti-terror, training, and then assigned a guy that's going to be Jack Bauer, 24. And then he's assigned to the LAPD and all the corruption he sees. And he says that, you know, he sees racism. And so now the media is like, maybe it is racism. We're going to reopen his firing case in 2007, 2008. And, all of this tells you that it's a real event. Now, regardless of all of this, they could certainly piggyback other things on it to kind of use this down the road to save this crisis, to put it in that political piggy bank to use the capital later. California has introduced legislation that makes people turn in all their semi-automatics. That's going to cause even faster exodus from California, which is exactly what the globalists want. They want it to implode so they can consolidate power. But regardless, you've had now several vehicles shot up. One case wasn't even a truck. And another case was the wrong make and model, wrong color. The guy had a silver truck. It's a blue truck with women in it. And there's no apologies. It's just we're scared. And the image of tens of thousands of police up in the snow-capped mountains of California running around in giant armored combat gear that they can hardly walk in, it's ridiculous. Police officers are supposed to be investigators. They're supposed to be community service. They're supposed to be peacemakers. They're supposed to be peace officers. But see, they've militarized police and made them part of Homeland Security, and military goes and kills people and breaks things. And so that's the military we have here domestically now. And you're going to have some of their people go haywire because they've been educated and trained and prepped and prepared. I mean, if you trained a pit bull all day to go out and attack people, don't be surprised when it goes out and attacks people. You're like, yeah, but they're supposed to target terrorists or they're supposed to target bad guys. Well, what if the system is the bad guys? It's going to turn inward on itself. And the larger issue in all of this is you've got one guy that's killed three people and shot two others, allegedly, reportedly. And you've got the police. Because I've watched it on the news, you've watched it, the photos, the combat gear, the beat cops walking around with sound suppression silencers on 308s, Reapers, M4, M16s, you name it, and the cops literally are acting like they could die any minute. I mean, I go do speaking engagements and don't have any security there to check anybody, and I walk out and talk to 2,000 people, and I'm not even scared. I just walk out there. Something's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's like I drove here today. The most dangerous thing you can do is drive, and I don't know, shaking and scared the whole time. I try to drive defensively, but it just shows the cultural mind control, because I've watched a lot of this, and I've watched local news feeds, and these aren't cops that know they're being videotaped out of store windows by the local news. I mean, the cops are running around in a giant drama queen pity party. We have become a nation of drama queens, not just the police. And not all police departments are like this. And I know some LAPD people as well, and they never acted like this. I mean, this is drama queen central. And the globalists plan on record now to have a civil war that they instigate and start in this country by targeting gun owners, harassing gun owners. When gun owners start fighting back, start resisting, they're going to be called terrorists. And a lot of people are going to say, okay, I'm a terrorist. I'm going to start going out there and going after people. And I've always made this point. We don't want to go there. That's the last place we want to be. See, I'm not a guy dressed up in a bunch of Darth Vader gear trying to act tough and standing there on a street corner trying to scare little kids. You understand? I've really studied history. I know what a real war will be. I know the globalists want it because they win either way because it's going to destroy our economy and destroy our culture. But the entire preparation isn't to fight Al-Qaeda now. In the training manuals, the TV shows, the dramas on TV to get the public ready for it, like I Hate Paul Revere and Founding Fathers, that the new Al-Qaeda is gun-owning conservatives. That's the new West Point reports, two different ones saying the Tea Party is going to join Al-Qaeda. And you know that's ridiculous. They don't care. Maybe 10% of the public's Tea Party, they're going to tell the 90% that we're Al-Qaeda. West Point now teaches that. The Army War College now teaches that. They have TV shows. It's not real, like Founding Fathers, where the militia leader is really Al-Qaeda, but the militia doesn't know. You're like, but that's just ridiculous. I mean, the Tea Party would never, it doesn't matter. It's on TV. And you've got a bunch of people, like these cops in L.A., who statistically, more of them are going to die this week in car wrecks, and more citizens are going to die with scared cops shooting them. They pulled a guy over, and he was white, in a car, not a truck, and they shot him. They said, okay, you can go, and then as he drove off, they shot him. They shot up his vehicle. Just craziness. Just absolute mania because they're trained and they watch these cop shows and terror shows all day that Al-Qaeda is hiding under every chair and right-wingers are hiding everywhere. And you're going to go out now and start fights with people. You know, I've talked about how I get sick of bike riders on the hike and bike trail when there's a 10-foot wide trail. They'll come over in your area and say, get out of their way. Most of them are very nice. But I was out hiking while I was running up a hill with my buddy the other day, Richard. And I'm going to tell the story to, you know, bring it all together to admit I do this too. And these bike riders come down the big 15-foot wide hill. And they're on their side. I'm on mine. And the guys kind of get a little bit close to me. And one guy goes, hey, get out of the way, Alex. And I turned around to the guy and I said, what did you say? And he goes, I'm talking to this guy. And Richard goes, yeah, no, he was saying, get out of my way or get off the brakes. I missed that part. The guy's named Alex up there. It's like David or John. But here I am. I'm not taking crap off anybody. Okay? And that wasn't intended for me. And I wasn't looking for a fight. I just can't help it. I turned around and said, what'd you say to me? And I just got to learn to not go off half-cocked. Well, it's the same system. The police are out there just looking for terrorists everywhere. And you're going to make the people that, pushing us around, getting in our face. And look, the military and the Pentagon knows this. When they're actually trying to take over an area, they kiss everyone's butt, treat them with great respect, give them all sorts of cash, free stuff, because you want the hearts and minds. When you look at what the globalists are doing, and it's not just me looking at what they're doing. I've got all their white papers and reports. They say they're going to start a civil war in America where the right-wing and libertarians have a shooting war with the police. Then they'll bring in the UN, the communists, and I-4 after we've all killed each other. I've got an idea. Let's not play this game. How's that sound? Let's figure out the scam. Let's figure out how this really works, and let's go around it. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, Just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the next hour, that's only about 14 minutes away or so, we're going to start talking to the family members of servicemen and women that have committed suicide, a unprecedented epidemic, seven times what it was at the end of the Vietnam era, the previous record for suicides. I want to focus in on this and humanize these heroes the media wants to ignore. They want to use their heroics to try to sell the globalist tyranny agenda, but actually dehumanize the individual. So here's the toll-free number. I know it's hard to talk about, but we'd like to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. We have a different number here on the Sunday show than the weekday show because Genesis takes our calls and routes them through on the weekday show. We're doing it all produced here in-house in Austin, Texas on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we'd like to hear you talk about what happened and why you think it happened in the next hour. Okay, so that said, you've got the slow militarization of police. It actually started with Daryl Gates and the CIA, that's been declassified, wanting to militarize police back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It started in L.A. as the model. They had shows like SWAT, and pretty soon every department wanted to be paramilitary. And the military trains to kill people and break things and fight an enemy. So if you have a domestic military, who do they fight? Well, us, the enemy. And the mainline Army and Marines have resisted this mission because they constitutionally have had it handed down that that's illegal. The country started over troops on the streets and gun confiscation in 1776. So what they're doing is just finding cops that'll do it. And a lot of these guys that are really true soldiers and are tough, you know, the tougher somebody is, the meaner somebody is, the nicer they are, the more they're not looking for trouble. And the more their also intelligence tends to go with the package. And so your real warriors don't want to go around dominating men, women, and children. So they find the swollen, roid head, tough guy. They'll always have that gleam in their eye, that big smile. They think they're rock stars. This is a bunch of dress-up time, like three-year-old girls dressing up like princesses or boys dressing up like Spider-Man. You know, and that's fine when you're 5 years old or 3 years old. You're supposed to give that up when you get older. And I see so many of these cops that you'll get in your face or start fights with people. Or you've seen the videos online where somebody's done nothing wrong and they attack them. Or there's a story up at DrudgeReport.com on the right-hand side down towards the bottom now. That's an InfoWars.com report where before this thing in California started, what is it, San Bernardino, these people are out there mile off the road in the mountains hiking, and a police helicopter flies around in circles and lands and is like, why are you videotaping me? I'm going to search you without a warrant. Turned out they had no reason. It was just pure harassment. And that town and county is going bankrupt, but they've got a whole bunch of helicopters. And it's just that attitude of if you're going to be in a uniform and be packing heat, you better respect it. But see, government is kind of ganged up now to not respect that. Well, you're not going to be respected. Like, are Mexican police respected? Are North Korean police respected? No, they're not. In Spain, they don't respect the police anymore. They were respectable in times past. More and more in Germany, they're not respected because they act like a bunch of thugs. In Russia, they're not respected. In fact, most places, everybody knows, the police are crooks in uniforms. And, you know, if you're a good cop in those departments, you're out of the force or you're a joke. You're compartmentalized and they laugh at you because you won't take the hookers and the money and all the rest of it. And believe me, folks, just in my life, the things I've run into in Dallas and Los Angeles and New York, the parties I've been at, the things I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen it too. I mean, it's the police delivering the drugs to the party. It's the police running the hookers. It's the, and again, I'm at places that aren't even, you know, party places, and I'm like, I'm getting out of here. And I've run into this throughout my life. Stop being naive. Government is dangerous. You better keep it small. You better keep it under control, or it will eat your lunch. You keep it on a leash, or it'll put you on one. That's an Alex Jones quote right there. You keep government on a short leash, or it's going to put you on one. Their officials, their authorities, they fly on Air Force Ones. They've got the red carpet. They're kings. Government is kings. And through that above-the-law power, everyone that works for the government is now a lord. Well, my forebears fought against that, and I'm not going along with it. But news flashed all the tough guys that are training for this civil war, and it's not Al-Qaeda pop-up targets now. It's guys with John Deere hats that actually have these, you know, good old boys you're practicing killing. Let me tell you, you better hope the globalist civil war doesn't start. You're scared to death. They've got patrol cops off the streets on motorcycles or foot because of one guy in Southern California, a state of 38 million people, 20-something million of them in Southern California. You start a fight with 160 million gun owners. You let the global social engineers start this, the Bolshevik collectivist. You let them get you into this while they sit back. Do you have any idea what's going to happen if 1% of that 1% of that 160 million fight back and just go out and go after one person and then disappear, never seen again? That's 1.6 million combatants. Can you do the math? That's as many police there are in this country. Oh, but that's part of the globalist plan. They plan to have patriots engage in a night of the long knives. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Against you. That was Hitler's purge of the military and police that had helped him come to power, but still did it because they were scared of him or were intimidated into it. And then Hitler had several other purges, and so did Fidel Castro, so did Hugo Chavez, so did Stalin, so did Lenin, so did Mao, so did Pol Pot, so did the leader of the North Vietnamese, Ho Chi Minh. See, I know history. That's why I'm so freaked out right now. I know history. And I know there's a global corporate crime syndicate that's bought off all major governments and mopping up the few little governments they didn't control, playing us off against each other, and they want the patriots and the police and the military to kill each other. And every preparation they've made is for this. And Homeland Security is for this. And now the TV shows are about how this is coming. The dramas show that your wife, your husband, your neighbor, your school teacher, your boss is now being caught. Guys that wear Gadsden flag shirts, guys that talk about George Washington, guys that talk about the Second Amendment, guys that talk about the New World Order. Oh, they're really Al-Qaeda. Now, if you're informed, that's ridiculous. But you see, it doesn't matter. They're targeting Joe Dumbo six-pack out there. Sally Soccer Mom, who doesn't know her head from a hole in the ground. Now, again, when we start the next hour, we're going to take about 45 minutes of people that have lost family members to suicide in the military. I know it's hard to talk about, but we need to humanize this situation. We need to focus on this epidemic that's coming up in the next hour. For most of the next hour, I will spend the last segment on some of the most important info. But let me just give you that number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. For families that have lost people to suicide, or if you're in the military and you've lost a friend, I should add that. I meant to add that at the start of the broadcast. If you had a buddy who committed suicide, you know, what led to that? What do you think caused that? Why is it epidemic? We should be talking about this. Like, why is breast cancer epidemic? Almost 3,000 percentage points what it was in the 50s. Here in the United States, we lead the world. Why is breast cancer epidemic? I know why. It's estrogen mimickers in the plastics in the food. The studies are out there, but it's never on the news. That's why girls are having babies at 8 years old, going to puberty at 3 years old now. Puberty average was 14 years old, and back in the 50s, now it's about 10. Three-year-olds are going into puberty now. Don't believe me, just type it into a search engine. 8-year-olds are having babies. 7-year-olds are having babies. Women are hyper-feminized. The plastics make the men become feminized. I mean, I know the reason, but see, should it be find a cure to breast cancer or find out why it's happening? If you had like 1,000 people a day getting hacked up with machetes, you want to know who's doing this, not let's find a cure to machete hacks. You know, it's the same thing. So we're going to be talking about that. But I'll get into, after we take about 45 minutes of calls on this all-important subject, we're going to get into the video that's now up at Infowars.com. Because the globalists admit they're planning this. World banker makes stunning confession. James Wolfensohn, former top globalist World Bank president, Bilderberg Group member, just bragging how they're going to make the West poor. See, once they've done that, it's game over. Once you're living in a dirt floor deal with two hours of electricity a day and your kid's basically on the edge of starvation, you're not going to be so uppity anymore. You see, the global mega-rich don't want free market. They don't want wealth. They're going to try to drown the free market and make us all poor, and I don't like it. And I believe you need to know about the real war going on. Those of you who want to act like you're real men, the real fight's happening right now. Second hour's coming up. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now, however you're listening.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.